Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go live to the White House this morning and check in with correspondent Janae Norman. And there's been more talk about John Brennan and his security clearance being pulled and why that decision was made, right?
Right. So there's been more talk about it. But actually, when we saw President Trump yesterday, he wouldn't answer any questions about it. But, some people are now starting to question the reasoning behind the president deciding to revoke John Brennan's security clearance, because when Press Secretary Sarah Sanders first read the statement from the president, they cited erratic behavior and wild outbursts on television and on the internet that they say John Brennan has had towards the administration. But then later, the president did an interview with the Wall Street Journal, where the reasoning starts to kind of evolve, it seems, and he then starts connecting it to the Russia investigation and saying that it was a move that needed to be done.
Looking at this military parade that the president was kind of very gung-ho about, now says it won't happen as scheduled. What do we know about actual plans that were made to have a parade?
Right. So we know that they were in the working plans to try to get this underway. But basically, the parade has been postponed and won't be taking place this year. So we know that was something that the president wanted to do. But obviously, that's not going to happen this year.
Yeah, and we heard, too, about a $92 million price tag. But then later, it sounds like James Mattis said, no, it won't even be close to that.
Right, because I guess DOD put out a statement saying that they're now looking at dates for 2019 for that military parade, and that statement made no mention of the $92 million price tag. So looking forward to next year to trying to make that happen.
All right, Janae, thank you. That's Janae Norman joining us live from the White House.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.